Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello, my name is James and welcome to this week's Daily Podcast from STC Sheffield. A huge thank you to Liam Brennan, who led some brilliant reflections on 2 Timothy last week. We got some detail from Liam at the start of the week to help us get into this letter. It is written by Paul, who's one of the early church leaders who at the moment is in prison. And it's not looking good for him. So Paul is writing this letter to his young apprentice, Timothy. And Timothy is someone Paul's training up. So naturally, it's full of spiritual wisdom, but also really down-to-earth instructions, such as verses 23 and 24 that we're going to read aloud in a moment. And Paul wants Timothy to come and be with him so he can pass on this important task of planting churches. And now before Timothy comes and meets with Paul, he needs to do one important thing before he leaves Ephesus, which is where modern-day Turkey is, and that is to deal with the false teachers there. And this is where we're going to pick up the Bible story today. And something of a theme that's going to run through this week is truth. What is truth? Today especially, there'll be some spiritual wisdom around how to live at peace with one another. So let me read verses 22, 23 and 24 aloud for us now, which lays out clearly some of the down-to-earth instructions of things we are to pursue and things we are to avoid as followers of Jesus. This is verse 22. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome. He must be kind to everyone, able to teach, and not resentful. Now how plain and simple is that? God's people should avoid silly arguments. What can we do about this today? Well, here's our advice for the church to take on board today. It is to connect, don't clash. We can always find someone or something that we don't agree with. An American pastor called Craig Groeschel says, "We judge others by their actions while judging ourselves by our intentions. It's so natural to focus on the shortcomings of others whilst overlooking our own mistakes." Let's be honest for a moment. Since the lockdown started, there may be some quarrels in our homes. Or we may be in quarrels online. It's my observation that people will say silly things from behind a screen in a way that they would not dare to do face to face. A bit like road rage, the internet calls these people keyboard warriors. In other words, when a given individual types faster than the brain is able to think. On the other hand, we may simply misinterpret someone, and that causes a quarrel. I know I've made that mistake before. It is easy to mistake tone when we're not face to face with the other person. Paul's instructions are clear. Do not join in with silly arguments as followers of Jesus. Instead, we're to be kind and to teach. And teach here could mean model something different, live a different life, live the better life. So let's continue with the Bible passage. Verse 25 says, "Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to knowledge of the truth." Let's break this down and then invite God to speak to us through these words. Firstly, let's look at the phrase, opponents must be gently instructed. I don't know if I have many opponents. Maybe you've got loads. The Message version of the Bible puts it like this. We must work gently and firmly with those that don't yet know the faith. And it is not the first time this word gently gets added into advice about sharing the good news with those that don't know Jesus yet. We may have read before in 1 Peter 3 verse 15 that says, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect." Gentleness is a consistent feature in the work of evangelism in sharing the good news. And let's be clear, this does not mean dulling the message of the truth of who Jesus is or of his resurrection, but gentleness guides us in how this truth is applied to those who do not yet know. It's part of the application picked up in the Message version, and it is so correct. We are to tell the truth gently and firmly. And here's the great thing about gentleness and firmness. It keeps us from striving and making it all about our ability and how talented we are to persuade another person. Verse 25 makes it very clear that our efforts are in hope that God will grant the other person repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth. And you see, that is the real hope of all of our efforts, that God connects people and leads them to Jesus. That's the hope for the world. That is the truth of what God did for you and for me. This is our hope, that those who are far away will connect with God and be led into life everlasting. So the spiritual wisdom, the down-to-earth advice from Paul for us today is to connect with each other. Don't clash. Avoid foolish and stupid arguments and connect with friends and family today. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we recognise that unity is critical for Christ followers. Help us to be kind to one another today, to live the better life. And Jesus, as we fix our eyes on you, as we read the Bible, and as we pray, would you guide our lives? In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Timothy 20:26. In a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes, and some are for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy and useful to the master and prepared to do any good work. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everybody, able to teach and not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil, who has taken them captive to do his will. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out. You give life, you are love.